What happened after that? Now that's the part most people know the best. His betrayal, arrest, trial, death, and the amazing things that followed. And all done in 3 short days. I will share it with you as best I can, though much is pieced together, for only he was present for all of it. He was in the Garden of Gethsemane with the disciples. They often went there, and they had gone there after supper that night. Judas, the one who betrayed him, he knew where to find them. They say there was no surprise in Jesus. Judas went there with soldiers and officers from the chief priest. Jesus said, "Whom do you seek?" They answered him, "Jesus of Nazareth." Jesus said to them, "I am he." He said it twice. There was no drama. Well, not until Simon Peter drew a short sword and struck the high priest's servant, cutting off his right ear. Can you imagine? But Jesus just said to Peter, "Put your sword into its sheath. Shall I not drink the cup that the Father has given me?" To think, he knew what was to come. The soldiers arrested and bound him. The King of all kings bound by common Roman soldiers. Of course, we didn't think of him in that way in those days. But still, that any should lay hands on our Jesus. He was taken to Annas, the high priest. They say it was his son-in-law Caiaphas who had advised the Jews that it would be expedient that one man should die for the people. 2 of the disciples followed. One was known to the high priest, so he was able to enter. The other was Simon Peter. The servant girl, keeping watch at the door, she was asked to let Simon Peter in. As she did so, she said, "You are not one of this man's disciples, are you?" And he said, "I am not." It's true, Simon Peter denied Jesus. Just a few hours earlier, he had said, "I will lay down my life for you." And there he was, denying he was a disciple. He said it in front of witnesses. But worse was to come. As Simon Peter stood in the courtyard, warming himself by a charcoal fire, 2 more people accused him of being a follower of Jesus. And again he denied it. As he denied it the 3rd time, the rooster crowed. It was all as Jesus had predicted. But at least 2 of the disciples had gone there. Most of them didn't even do that. But then Jesus had asked for all those with him to be allowed to go free. And if they had all been arrested, well, who would have been left to carry on the work?